This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. You may have noticed already, NPR News is doing several pieces this week on the rhetoric surrounding immigration. Today, John Raby of member station KPCC examines what happens when schools and hospitals in local communities have to provide services for undocumented immigrants.
I am in East Los Angeles, outside County USC Medical Center, probably better known to listeners across the U.S. as the facade for General Hospital, the famous soap opera. Thousands of people come to this county-run hospital every year because of its excellent emergency room and trauma center. Many of those are illegal immigrants.
We did a study that showed that about $340 million of our overall budget was spent on health care for individuals who may be undocumented.
County Health Chief Bruce Chernoff stresses that's only an estimate.
We don't ask for identification as part of providing care for folks. California law requires us to provide care for everybody when they roll through the doors of our emergency room.
And the federal government reimburses the county only a fifth of the outpatient costs for each illegal immigrant. An industry group estimates illegal immigrants cost California hospitals $800 million a year. But Ira Melman of FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, says it's really almost twice that. Add in Texas and Arizona, and you get $2.6 billion, which is why his group supports stiffer penalties for illegal immigrants and the people who employ them.
They get to hire a low-wage worker. We get to pay for the education of the kids. We get to provide the health care. We get to provide all the services that people require once they're here.
FAIR says it's also worried about illegal immigrants spreading TB, tapeworm, and even leprosy among the general population. Harry Pachon, head of USC's Tomas Rivera Policy Institute, says groups like FAIR use, quote, outlandish findings and figures. He says the average illegal immigrant is between 20 and 30, healthy, and not as likely to use public assistance as some others.
Non-stereotype immigrants are the ones who use it at a higher rate. In other words, it's our refugees that come in from Asia or have come in from Europe that have much higher rates of utilization of health care than, for example, Latino immigrants.
Both sides agree that local and state governments, not the feds, bear the brunt of the cost of illegal immigration. Take education. Standard & Poor's analyst Horacio Aldrete ran the numbers.
If you take the 1.8 million of undocumented children that are currently estimated to be in the country and take the average annual cost school districts typically allocate for these students, there's about $11.2 billion in annual costs.
Aldrete says it's impossible to say how much illegal immigrants pay in property taxes, which support schools. But FAIR says it's $1.6 billion in California, only somewhat offsetting the $8 billion illegal immigrants cost the system here. Meanwhile, FAIR says 15% of California school kids are children of illegal immigrants. But L.A. school spokeswoman Olga Quiñones says, who knows?
That is very difficult for any public organization to actually quantify, only because by law, any public school in the United States cannot ask for students' legal status.
Tired of the rhetoric? Here's a happy ending. At LA's Sun Valley Middle School, groundbreaking is next month for a comprehensive clinic on the school grounds for everyone in the poor Latino neighborhood to use, regardless of their immigration status. Theoretically, healthier students will go on to make more money and pay higher taxes, and healthier parents will make far fewer emergency room visits, a savings that could pay for the clinic and cut the costs of illegal immigration. For NPR News, I'm John Raby in Los Angeles.